This is a Memorial Day like no other. The coronavirus pandemic has forced the cancellation of the public events that would normally take place today as Americans honor the sacrifice of men and women who have died in the service of this country. Those men and women left loved ones behind. They're known as Gold Star families, and we want to spend some time with one of those families right now. Joining us is Tracy Volkey. Her husband, Army Major Paul Volkey, was killed in Afghanistan in 2012. Paul was a West Point graduate. He had served in the Army for 14 years, including four tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was just 36 years old when he was killed. Tracy, welcome, and we're sorry for your loss these many years later.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us this morning.
Well, and I wonder, has the passage of time, 8 years, made things any easier for you?
I think the passage of time makes things easier, but during this time of year, sort of the floodgates come back, and all of the memories and experiences that we've had come back to the forefront, and we are forced to pause and remember our stories of our loved ones.
Just because of Memorial Day?
I think, yes, leading up to Memorial Day, there's always this anticipation that we're going to remember those times with our families. And for us, you know, we live with Memorial Day every day. Each day does get a little easier to handle, but especially during this time of year, for our family, my husband was killed in June, and his birthday and Father's Day are all in June. So this is a particularly hard time of year for our family. But we look forward to Memorial Day in some ways because our friends and family are reminding us of the warm memories that we have of my husband.
Does it help you to be able to connect with other families who are going through similar things?
I think that human connection is absolutely essential to the healing process. It has been for me and my sons. Every Memorial Day, we gather in D.C., Washington, D.C., with TAPS, an organization that's been a tremendous part of our healing. And we come together with survivors throughout the country so that we can share our stories and remember our loved ones and heal together. Of course, this year, it's going to be a little bit different. But that human connection has been essential for my family.
Tell me a little bit about something that you think of each year when you remember your husband, Paul.
I think we think of the little things. It was certainly not the easiest life to be married to someone in the military with the frequent moving, deployments, career moves. But the little things that we think of are things like how the door sounded when he would come home at the end of the day and greet my sons, Andrew and Benjamin. Just the times together and, you know, the happy moments that we had going to sporting events and being a real family.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know your son Benjamin is there with you right now.
Yes.
Can I talk to him for a minute?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And you are 14 years old now, right?
Yes, sir.
So you were just 6 years old when your father died. What do you remember about him?
I remember that he almost like never yelled at me, and he was always super kind no matter what, and he was just a fun, caring, and sweet person.
Hmm. And I know that he sort of came from a family with a history of public service. Do you intend to either go into the military or do something like that with your future?
Well, I do have a lot of time to think about that. Mm-hmm. I definitely am interested in serving in the military and following in his footsteps, but I definitely have a long time before that would actually happen.
What do you want people who are listening to know about your dad?
I want him to be remembered in that he was just a sweet, caring person, and it hurts so much to lose him.
Well, I'm sorry again for your loss, Ben, and thank you for talking to me. Can you pass the phone back to your mom?
Of course. Thank you so much.
Hello. This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. So as your two sons have gotten older, do you find that you want to tell them more about their dad?
As they get older, I do like to bring up stories and memories to keep his memory fresh in their mind. The passage of time, we all sort of forget some of the better moments. And so, we do try to tell stories, look at pictures, and talk to friends who knew Paul and have them tell their stories, maybe stories that we haven't heard about him yet, just building their collective memory so that they can continue to hold his memory tight in their hearts.
For Veterans Day back in 2009, your husband wrote a newspaper essay that was published that talked about why he decided to serve, why he decided to join the Army. And he wrote, "There are two reasons. The first is that I love helping people, and the second is that the people I serve alongside, soldiers, Army civilians, and sailors, airmen, and Marines too, are a truly amazing group. They represent the best in all of us. Dedicated to their nation and their comrades, they are selfless and loyal, and I consider myself fortunate to be among them." What do you think when you hear that?
It's funny that you brought up that quote, because my husband's mother had that printed out for me after he wrote it, and I keep it in my office. I'm currently an Army civilian. I work in legal assistance helping Army families and surviving families, and that message is what I go back and read every Memorial Day, every Veterans Day, and it's what motivates me in my life to continue and work as hard as I can for our nation, for their families, their military families, because he was right. They do represent some of the best humans we have in this world. And it makes me understand why he did the job that he did, why he was so dedicated to the job that he did. And it makes me have a little bit more understanding as to what he sacrificed for.
There are so many Americans, including probably some who are listening to this, who think about Memorial Day as the day to have barbecues and go to the beach or whatever. What do you want just ordinary Americans who may not have a personal connection to the military to think about on this Memorial Day?
I think that, yes, it is a time for us to all pause, and I'm glad that the country has this, most people have this day off, to sort of pause and think about our families and think about the sacrifices that our military's families make with constant moving and changing jobs, and how the children have to readjust and reestablish their life every few years, and then they have to endure long periods without a parent. It is not just the sacrifice, but it's living that military lifestyle followed by that sacrifice that is so important that we remember and honor those people that have made that ultimate sacrifice.
That is Tracy Volkey, whose husband, Army Major Paul Volkey, was killed in Afghanistan in 2012. We've been speaking with Tracy and her son, Ben, who's 14. Tracy, thank you so much, and please thank Ben for us as well.
Thank you so much for sharing the story.
And you can see a family photo of the Volkeys at hereandnow.org. The song we're listening to is The Legionnaire's Lament by the Decembrists. Tracy says it was her husband's favorite.